Hello, good evening and welcome to this week's edition of Farming News and Views here on Highland Radio. I'm Chris Ashmore. Well, there has been some disquiet down in Leitrim about the forestry plantations and present policy in relation to forestry. Gerry Loftus of the Irish Natura and Hill Farmers Association has been one of the key people involved in raising awareness about this issue. And recently there was a meeting held in Carrick and Shannon. Could the Leitrim experience be replicated here in Donegal? Well, time will tell. I've been speaking to him about what's going on there and his concerns about the current situation.
Yes, indeed, Chris. Well, look. We have been looking into this for quite some time, but just that we were busy with so many other things. And eventually we got around to starting this campaign. We made contact with our MEPs because we know of this, how serious this situation is in Leitrim. There's about 40% of Leitrim planted now at this stage, according to the county councils up there, locals and so on. There's different figures being put out by forestry companies, etc. But the correct figure will... Now, you have a situation in Leitrim where now we see that as a health and safety issue because it's just totally out of control, where you have trees planted everywhere within 50 metres of people's homes. People that bought sites are now surrounded by trees. We have communities demolished. We have churches closing. We have priests gone out of them. We have schools. It's just total, the disruption and destroying our community, our way of life, huge issues with pollution as well from these trees because the pins and needles of pine and spruce are highly acidic, and when they get into water, we have, you know, in the region of a 40 to 50% decline in our rivers and salmon and trout. But, you know, it's utter devastation in Leitrim. There is no planning. For forestry, you just apply to the Department of Agriculture, Fisheries, National Parks. You put up a notice on your gate and you're planting trees inside 5 weeks.
And I suppose important to point out that, you know, people who maybe aren't too aware of what's going on will be wondering, you know, how has this happened? But one of the changes that's happened is private companies are coming in and acquiring tracts of land.
Well, you see, to be quite honest about it, the people that has designed this are no way concerned about our carbon footprint or our greenhouse gases. They're concerned about huge expansion in the dairy sector, where this past 2 years, the number of dairy cows has increased by 400,000. And we're doing this, a copybook exercise, planting Silky Spruce, which is not planted in any other country in the EU other than Portugal, and they are now happy, think. You know, it's a copybook exercise to be able to put on the table to the EU. The EU are not happy about this. They don't want massive forestation. There's a massive plan there to plant about one third of the country by 2035. Now, this is coming to every county. Every county is earmarked for this, and it's all Silky Spruce. We are supposed to be planting 30% broadleaf. But look, they're breaking all rules and regulations as regards the way they maintain forestry. For example, they can go in and harvest trees at any time they want. Well, they're doing it anyway, whether that's the rulings or the laws, and I don't know. You know, bringing down birds' nests, etc. The farmer, he's 6 months there, he cannot cut hedges. They can go in and plant any time they want and mound. And we've seen that only a week ago when we were up there, where a tract of land was mounded, heavy rain, all being washed down into rivers. If a farmer did that on a cross-compliance inspection, he'd lose all his money. There is absolutely no consideration for the environment, no consideration for people or communities. And, you know, we are calling in the INHFA for a number of things, which, you know, we're immediately calling for a proper planning system and to be put back in place. It was there. It was removed by the previous government. We're calling for a total cessation of planting Silky Spruce because they're of no addition whatsoever as regards taking up our greenhouse gases. For example, when you have a young forest, all the trees are getting light, but when they grow up and what they call the closing of the canopy, when the trees grow up, there's no light getting in, so you have only a little bit of the tree green on the top. Now, our research tells us that an acre of good quality peatland or mountain is at least four times as valuable for carbon sequestration as an acre of pine or spruce. We're also told that an acre of what we call marginal land, maybe the greeny type rushes or the roughest ground, that's more than twice as valuable as an acre of pine or spruce. So what we are doing here is absolutely unbelievable and it's totally counterproductive. We are putting Sitka spruce on land that is much, much more valuable to us for carbon sequestration as it is by planting it in pine or spruce.
So, no doubt you've been lobbying the local TDs. Has there been anything to give you encouragement that somebody is actually listening to your concerns and that there may be movement down the track?
Well, look, we have huge traction going on this from a lot of TDs. There are a number of things on the agenda. There's work going on at the minute in the EU Commission, as you see, you know, regarding people's rights and the rights of somebody to plant you within the middle of the forest, you know, and so on. There's also, I've been in discussion with a number of politicians as regards putting down a private member's bill in the Dáil to get a proper planning procedure there for the time being. Also, you know, as I have already said, the cessation of planting Sitka spruce either on new ground or on existing ground where trees have been felled, and that they go back in again and they replant that land again with Sitka spruce. It's the definition of insanity, as Pat Spillane would call it, doing the same thing over and over again and getting the same result. We can't continue to go down that road. We cannot continue to pollute our rivers, our lakes, destroy our tourism, because Leitrim, as we all know, was a beautiful country. Laraconium Song, lovely Leitrim, and I've driven around it quite a bit this last few weeks, and I can see why the song was written. But a lot of that is destroyed. More of it will be destroyed if we don't put a stop to it. The same will apply. There's a huge program there for afforestation in Donegal. I just have the figures in front of me, but it's big. Same in Mayo and so on, every county.
So just to recap, like, how have we got at this situation? Has it been driven from the EU and dealing with the whole carbon emissions, or is it a case of looking at maybe more marginal land and people in offices somewhere saying we need to put more forestry in there?
Oh my God, it's not been driven by the EU. Oh no, the exact opposite. It's been driven by our own member state. It was a program that was put in place by the previous government due to Foodwise 2025, where the plan was that we would increase the dairy herd by 300,000 cows by that time. But now, in 2 years, we have an increase in the dairy sector of 400,000 cows. And in 2016, and this is not me saying this, this is the EPA figures, the Environmental Protection Agency, where in 16, the dairy sector's increase in greenhouse gas emissions was 3.5%. The same thing applied in 17, 3.5%. That's 7%, in 2 years, whereas Britain reduced theirs. They reduced it by 7. Now, we have a tax-free incentive scheme in place to invite vulture funds, hedge funds, pension funds, etc., from all over the world to make financial gain from our taxpayers' money. There was 480 million allocated to an afforestation program by the previous Minister for Finance, Michael Noonan. And here we are, you know, with 800,000 people waiting to see consultants, with 8,000 people living in hotels and caravans and sheds and so on, 4,000 children homeless living in hotels. You'd imagine that we were the richest country in Europe. We can, you know, scatter out taxpayers' money to boost the profits of investment funds. It is absolutely unbelievable. And, you know, the fines that are coming down the line and the people, you know, that's working day, every single day and getting up at 6 o'clock in the morning, these are the people that's going to foot the bill for the hundreds of millions of euros that we are going to be fined by the EU because we're doing nothing about renewable energy, we're doing nothing about our greenhouse gases, And we're just, you know, sitting in the dark looking at the dairy herd in Greeson and listening to people who is going to, you know, destroy this country for short-term financial gain. It's not about saving the planet. It's not about getting our greenhouse gas emissions in order. It's about money in the short term for forestry co-ops who are set up by the dairy co-ops and for farmers who couldn't care less, only to keep increasing the dairy herd. And, you know, it's time the taxpayers woke up on this. You know, it's time for them to come on board as well, because this concerns every man and woman in this country, because it's them that's going to be paying the bills. And at the rate we are going and the programme that we have in place, we will not reach our emissions target until 2050.
Well, I see this week there is a grant scheme coming out for solar panels on sheds, but that's a discussion for another day. Give us a little bit of a picture of the scene in Leitrim for those of us who don't know. I mean, there are people who are living in farmhouses around Leitrim that pretty much are surrounded by trees. Unless you're in a drone or in an aeroplane, you mightn't even find the house at all.
Oh, my God, you're right, Chris. See the house. What has happened was we were up there with McCarthy earlier on in the week, and we were just looking at four beautiful houses who wouldn't be that long built, maybe 5 or 6 years built. And right in front of them, it's just been planted, you know, a couple of weeks. So these four houses now, it's planted within 50 metres is the front of them. On the right of them, as you look from the road, there's an existing forest that's there, maybe 10 or 15 years, I would say. And at the front and on the other side and the back is already planted. So these four houses now, 50 yards from the front door, they're going to be surrounded by trees. Yeah.
And there lies therein lies a warning, because somebody could have this nice new house, they have a nice view, and they don't know that a couple of hundred yards down the road that somebody has got the go-ahead and they're going to be planting forestry. And as you've mentioned earlier, this could happen in other counties.
Well, you see, this is the problem. This is what people need to wake up to, that this is not just about Leitrim. This is about every county in the country, as I've already stated. And this is why people listening to this programme tonight, that when we get, you know, this campaign up and running properly, we are working on it in Leitrim and getting Leitrim going first. But everybody needs to get on board, because if you have a site that you bought out in the country, you're wide open to this. Until we get something done or some sort of a plan and regulation in place. The other thing in Leitrim is we believe there'll be loss of life. Because if a forest goes on fire, within these, around these places now, these houses, you can imagine forests within 50 metres of your house and a grown up over the house, high up, the heat, the flies and so on, within there in summertime, to tell me is unreal, you know, and I can accept that. So the windows of the house will be open. If damn forest goes on fire, it will look at it. It'll only take minutes for that house to be engulfed in smoke. Now, if the people in the house are lucky enough to waken up, they might get out. They might get out of the house, but there's one thing for sure now: they won't get out of the forestry, because the smoke inhalation will do them. It'll be like thick fog driving on roads, because you drive for miles through these places now. It'll be impossible to get out. And we have made the health and safety aware of this. We're waiting for them to get back in touch. They're going to pay a visit out there. It's just beyond belief that in 2018, you know, that this can happen in rural Ireland.
Finally, Gerry Loftus of the Irish Nature and Hill Farmers Association, what is your next step?
Our next step is there is a number of meetings ongoing with politicians and so on to make them aware. Some of them are not even aware of, because that's what I signed to since we formed this organisation 3 years ago. I intend to visit every county or most counties. The message needs to be brought to the farmer for a start.
And that was Gerry Loftus of the Irish Natura and Hill Farmers Association. And just time for the livestock prices. Cattle prices: steer based €3.90 to €3.95 a kilo, heifers €4 to €4.05 a kilo, R grade bulls €3.90 a kilo, U grade making €4 a kilo, cows €3.20 to €3.70 a kilo. And the sheep prices? Well, lamb supplies tight, factories paying €5 to €5.10 a kilo, ewes making €3.10 a kilo. Well, that's it for this week's Farming News and Views. As always, many thanks for listening. From me, Chris Ashmore. Until next week, goodbye.